type shit. All
right, yeah. Okay, was, engineer.
I was the second one. Do type
like,
shit.
Do you like the video?
Type shit.
Do you like the video that I posted of us?
Yeah.
Type shit.
I feel like you're the first one.
That's what I was saying. Like when I first watched it, I'm like, wait.
I feel like you're the first one, and I'm the second one. But we can definitely switch.
Pause. It's interchangeable. You?
Yeah. Yeah. That's. We know damn well who you was. I thought of that too because I was like, damn, I could be first
legit,
or second.
I was watching it and I was like, bro, this is legit. Like,
and then
I didn't want to be racist. Though. Yeah. Like, you know what? I'll be the black one.
Intentionally, I did it. I said you were gonna be the second one because of
type shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that video was so funny.
But I feel like sometimes you go on rants and I just cheer you on.
Yeah. We got McDonald's and shit.
Yeah. Type shit.
Hi.
I was laughing so hard.
You fucked it up. You fucked it up. Boys, how are you today?
I've been having a day.
Yes, sir. You stick through it, though.
Hey.
You did it.
You feel me.
You feel
me. It's almost the end of the day.
Type shit.
Type shit. We got McDonald's.
Type shit.
Hi.
Just fucked up the video. Pretty good. I've been doing a lot of...
soul searching. Yeah. Respect.
Namaste.
What is it? I guess like spring cleaning. But I've just been throwing away a bunch of stuff. There's so many clothes, guys.
Yeah.
The amount of shirts that I have and that I use in the past year. Because I was like, okay, I'm going to throw stuff out that I haven't used in the last year. And then all the clothes that I went through, I think I threw out a 12th of my clothing. And that was 40 shirts.
That's crazy.
You have any hoodies?
I was like, what am I doing?
You have any hoodies left?
Yeah, I got a bunch, but making them is a problem.
Oh, gotcha. I thought they were already made.
No.
Okay, that makes sense.
No, I don't
you
have
got black ones.
The crew neck ones.
What?
The black crew neck ones.
What are you talking about? What are we talking about?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
You said hoodies.
Yeah. Oh, do I have any more black hoodies?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
The goal is to move out. And like really, really have like a dance career. And then I think then I'll probably start the clothing line again. But at the moment, I just don't have the space or the want. I do not want to struggle with that right now.
That's fair. That's fine. That's okay though.
They could come back.
Yeah, it better. I'm running out of clothes.
I'm not.
How's it going, guys? Welcome back to another episode here on the Entitled Mixtape. You hope you're doing well. I am Danko, and it's another great episode we have in store for you today. But before we get into it, I thought we'd just chit-chat, and of course, I am joined with Lorenzo.
Cross. I have a workshop this Saturday. What's today? When is this coming out?
It's coming out tomorrow.
On the day it's supposed to.
So tonight, it'll come out tonight. As long as we don't mess up, I'll post it.
Bro, I've been having OCD with that shit, bro.
Why?
How the cover art says every Thursday. Oh, we've been dropping like Wednesdays and shit.
So I've been like in a real feeling like a fibber.
I've been feeling like a fibber.
I've been in a crazy like weird block. I want to get us like a new logo or something along those lines. Because, yeah, I know. It does bother me, too. It says every Thursday, and we literally post Wednesday. And on Base Blown's schedule, it says Wednesday. And then it comes to our logo every Thursday. So.
Well, when you see this, or hear this, when you hear this, I have a class, Dancing to Rich Baby Daddy by Drake, because it's funny, and I just want to dance. I really genuinely want to dance with a bunch of people that day. It'd be cool if people came.
Hell yeah.
But hi.
Hi. And of course, to the left of me, I have Lewis.
What's up?
What's up, man?
What's up, dude?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Type shit. Hell yeah.
Hi.
Hi. That's good, man. Good. It's been a day.
Whoa.
Yeah. It's been a day, and I thought we could wind down and play a little game. A fun little trivia game. Now that we have audio coming through the laptop, we can do this. But we do have some news. I did want to go over some releases that are coming out. Of course, JPEG Mafia is dropping a new album that people are pretty excited about. It's weird because I feel like he literally just dropped like 6 months ago. So Magdalena Bay, I'm really excited for that album. It's called Imaginal Disc. Biba Doobie, I know people like Biba Doobie. She's also releasing an album. Quadeca. He is releasing an album as well. He did release an EP a couple months ago that was really interesting. And it looks like he's going to be releasing an album soon. Jamie XX is also releasing something that's going to be really exciting. Everyone's excited for Sabrina Carpenter. Lana Del Rey is going to be releasing an album. ASAP Rocky should be releasing an album this year. So Don't Be Dumb is going to be coming out. And apparently it's going to have a Drake diss on it. So
stop.
That's what he said. Bro,
stop. You already won, dude.
It's going to have a Drake diss on it. And
you got Rihanna, man. You won, dude. You got her pregnated.
Nah, apparently he's got stuff to say.
Stop.
Twice? I thought it was like three times.
It better not be three.
Better watch yourself.
Dude, already pushing it, man.
Moses Sumney is also releasing Softcore. Moses Sumney is a great R&B artist. And Tinashe is releasing Quantum Baby.
Hell no.
No, don't like it. Sorry. Apologies. And other than that, those are the highly anticipated albums. Serj Tankian is also supposed to release an album. It's been a while since he's made some solo music, so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, those were pretty much the releases. Is there anything else on your guys' radar that you know about, or that's pretty much it, right?
I don't. The one I saw, I don't even remember. I don't even want to try to use my brain to remember.
No, that's fair. I did want to talk about. I did listen to Jack White's new album, Jack White's of the White Stripes fame. He had given his stores Third Man Records, because he owns Third Man Records. They press vinyls and stuff like that, and they also have record shops. He was giving limited supply of a white vinyl, had no name on it, it had no track list, to random customers, and he said, you can listen to this, but you have to bootleg it, and you have to rip it, and you have to put it on the internet, and you have to spread it. And it was his new album, and it was called No Name. And it was only available on vinyl, so people were ripping it from their record players to put on YouTube, because that's the rule. You had to tell three friends. Mm. That was his rule. Oh, seven friends, sorry. The album is great.
Type shit.
I had to look it up on YouTube because it's not on Spotify yet. Type shit, yeah. Hi. It was good. I wanted to play just a little snippet of one of my favorite songs from it. For those who don't know, Jack White, which is very... I would say the newer generation doesn't really... I mean, Jack White was like... He's really popular in the White Stripes, and his solo stuff didn't really, like, it's not something that, you know, the younger generation would listen to, but he's a guitarist, and he's a singer. His voice will sound familiar. Seven Nation Army is his most popular song of all time. So I just wanted to play this track. It's just track number 5. It's untitled. It's pretty dope. This album's good.
Why it sound like this? It sounds like that because they ripped it. This shit sound old as hell.
Yeah.
It sounds like his old stuff.
It should sound like Rage Against the Machine or some shit.
I could break dance to this though.
You good?
Yeah.
It's garagey. It's the whole album is underproduced, which is great. This is my favorite part.
Okay, yeah. Because I can hear this in like Jet Set Radio or some shit.
And these are his rules. Yeah. So he just told people to rip it, put it on the internet, so everyone could enjoy it. I thought it was a pretty cool concept.
Yeah.
It got a lot of... by the way, I'm going to cut where it just like fucking blared out of my speakers. YouTube is super loud. But I think it's interesting. The marketing was crazy for it because there was no marketing. Like, you had to be at a third man record store buying a random record and some guy just was like, here you go.
Yeah.
And it's just it's a blank record. And so the Reddit went crazy. They're like, here are the rips. And everyone's following the rules, which is cool when you like... you don't have to tell seven friends, obviously.
Yeah.
But... like, it's getting a full release, so I'm excited to see it come out. But Jack White lately has been doing some crazy, weird, experimental stuff. So it's good to see him go back to, like garage rock.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he had fun. The entire album is great. You can check it out on YouTube. It's called No Name, and I think he's keeping that name when it drops on Spotify, I think, in, like, a month or two. So that was one of the interesting things that happened in the news as far as music goes. I don't have a fun fact today. I didn't look one up.
You don't have to, Danko. That was a you thing that you started.
But I just wanted to be like you, you know what I'm saying?
You could be like you.
Killer Mike is also releasing a new project, Songs for Sinners and Saints, the single that he released.
Need to relax, man. Damn.
He wants another Grammy, I think. You don't think he should release something?
Bro, he's dropping too much.
He needs to drop a Run the Jewels record. That's all I want. Him and LP.
I was never really a fan.
You don't like it?
Nah.
They did Run the Jewels 4, their most recent one. They did like a collaboration with a bunch of Hispanic artists. So all the songs are like remixed into like having the artists on them and also like salsa and cumbia and stuff. It was super cool.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's called... obviously Run the Jewels Ocho or Cuatro.
Yeah.
And it's great. I love it. But yeah, that was it.
Dear Silas, released this album. I feel like it'd be cool to play Mood by Dear Silas. S-I-L-A-S.
And then, okay, fine. Play Ice Spice after this.
Are you for real right now?
Deres.
No way you just did that.
Bro, Popa is my shit.
You're such
no
a
pun ass. Intended.
This is on Spotify, you think? Dear Silas?
Yeah.
Okay, because Spotify's levels I know are not going to attack me. Mood.
It's your host with the most, Thaddeus Bluffington Jr. III. And you are now listening to the smooth sounds of Mood by Dear Silas and the Big Mac Boppers here on Kix at 107 FM.
Yeah, I got style, I got grace, see this beat, I got taste, too much drill, too much flavor, in your face, cool, bitch, I'm a move, better know that I'm a move, I look good, I look great, see this skin, you see this face, you don't love yourself, shit, I can't relate, cool, bitch, I'm a move.
It's vibey.
Yeah, right.
The horns. I love the horns.
This made me... it made me feel like... Kodo the Friend and Anderson .Paak became one person.
No, it's chill.
Yeah.
It's chill.
In case anybody wanted it, I feel like there's a lot of really fun dancing music, but, you know, downtown music is also great.
How do you feel about Kodo right now?
Huh?
How do you feel about Kodo right now?
Kodo the Friend?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like I got really upset. I know that people... I know he had a little rocky...
Yeah.
Like, allegations and stuff. And obviously that shit was not true.
Mm-hmm.
But after, he got upset. Like, I remember Lyrics to Go, I think it was volume three or four. Like, he was just mad at everybody.
Yeah. That's why I was like,
damn. Okay.
I know. I was like, ugh. I kind of miss, the, you know, the lo-fi-ish sound and stuff, but.
I hope he comes back.
I hope he comes back. Yeah. I remember that, and I was like, ooh.
Okay. Sorry. Any other suggestions y'all want to play, or you want to get into the game?
Why are you bypassing what I requested?
Oh, you want to do Ice Spice.
You thought I was joking.
Which one should I play of Ice
Spice?
No. You can't
Can we talk about how she talks about, like, poop?
That's what this song is about. Bopa is poop.
All of them
Spanish.
Are about poop.
That's so funny. I'm done. Yeah, I'm with it.
It's kind of nasty. I think she got a, like, scat fetish or something.
Stop playing with them, Ronnie. Is that what it is?
Riot. What?
Whatever. I don't listen to Ice Spice.
You're such an odd individual.
What to do with it? That part was fucking ass. What she say? Munching on that popa like there's food in it? Why he eating your shit for?
That bitch talking shit, she get poked in?
Five.
You're such an odd individual.
Shout out ISIS.
You're like the American language. There's rules, but sometimes fuck it. Sometimes that shit don't really work. It doesn't really matter.
Like, what the fuck is a BB belt? What's a BB belt?
A what?
Can you tell me what a BB belt is?
A BB belt?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Are you on Genius?
You said Truey's on and I BB my belt.
I don't know. I don't. Wait, I'm not what? From New York. It's probably like. And I BB my belt. I'm as poopy, but I never smoke. He in my legs, you know
I'm a soap. He got a bitch, but you know I don't dope. I'm a baddie, so fuck how she felt. I'm Miss Poopy, but I never smell.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Yeah.
Spice.
Yeah.
Congratulations Y2K. On your new album.
Yitty.
Yeah, that was Ice Spice. She just released an album called Y2K. Go for it. If that's your thing, go for it.
That's good. My thing, bro.
Okay. All right. It's crazy to me that you listen to that.
Why?
Because like the English,
she's incredible, dude.
Like the English language, there are rules that you stand by so firmly. And then,
what's up, brother?
What's up, brother?
Tuesday.
Special players.
What flock of phrase were you on for? It was like 2 months. It was like 2 months straight. And sometimes he would just text me and just be like, "Ole, dude."
That's so funny. I forgot about that.
You're funny, dog.
Gentlemen, it's time to play a game.
Hi.
All right, let's get it.
We're going to play a game. This will be the first of many. We're going to start with some classics.
Oh.
There's not a lot of new stuff in this playlist, but the game we're playing is made for movies. All right? It's simple. I'm going to play the song. You're going to tell me what movie it came from. How's your movie knowledge?
Terrible.
Okay.
Great.
I haven't watched movies in you fib.
Actually, I don't know. Lately. I haven't watched anything lately.
We're going to start easy. It's going to be really easy. And then we're going to get a little harder. The last one that I have picked is mainly just like a, this is the movie of ever. Because shout out to this artist. And we'll talk about that after. But let's play this game. You're just going to tell me the movie. You want to raise your hand. I don't know what you want to do. You just want to blurt it out. Go for it.
We're going to blurt the shit out.
It's going to be easy to start. I'd say the first three songs you should be able to get easy.
Caveman, here's song answer.
Yes. There you go. think about wife. Wife's sad.
Home Alone.
The Quiet Place.
All right, we haven't started yet. Just as a fun thing, what's your favorite movie of all time?
Lion King. Lion Stupid. King.
Evil Dead. Evil Dead remake.
Evil Dead remake. Lion King.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yours?
Whoa.
La La Land.
Oh yeah.
I know.
No. It's a,
but
it's
like
a
real
thing.
Movie, Shawshank Redemption.
Road to Perdition.
Wait, what? Real movie?
You trying to have a word war or something?
Yeah.
Are you really? Wait, the first one wasn't your real favorite movie?
No, it is. But he's talking about
it's a cartoon.
Yeah, but it's animated. So he was like real Shawshank. Movie. Like
real life.
Yeah.
La La Land. Yeah. I thought you were just saying like real like serious movie.
Nah.
Okay. La La Land's not serious. All right, we're gonna start easy.
Yeah.
Okay. This should be easy.
I don't like that he said should be. Like, 8 Mile.
You can blurt it out whenever.
I said 8 Mile.
He said it.
8 Mile.
Oh, you said 8 Mile?
Yeah.
All right, you get a point.
Nice. I just want to, I don't.
What did you think we were going to do?
Just blurt it out.
Blurt it out.
I know it's.
Lose yourself.
Spunker.
You better lose yourself in the music, your moment, want it, better never let it go.
Of course, that was Lose Yourself by Eminem. That was on 8 Mile, the soundtrack.
How about for points, we can do movie, or you can get, and you have to guess artist and song.
Okay.
So two points, but one person can, each person can get 1 point.
There you go.
Does that make sense?
Sure, dude.
All right, here we go. Here's the next song. This one.
I don't really want to know. I just want to answer.
This one should be so easy.
Never seen it.
You never seen it? You know this.
Oh, Ghostbusters.
Never seen it.
Did you say you've never seen Ghostbusters?
Facts.
Are you sure?
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I've seen it.
You're so annoying.
Ghostbusters. Something strange in the neighborhood. Who are you gonna call?
Don't give away the line.
I forgot the person's name though.
You know it?
No, I've been trying, but I know that I know it. But
is it Millie Vanilli?
No.
All right, then fuck them then. I don't care about them. No,
this
lady.
Is the artist of this song. Obviously, the song is Ghostbusters, so that's a point. Ray Parker Jr. is the name of the artist themselves. Yeah,
they all sound, that don't count, bro. They all used to sound like that.
Okay.
All of them sounded like that back then, bro.
This is the next easiest one that I have, and then it'll get a little more difficult because the songs have surpassed the movie at this point. All right.
Whoa. Oh, this is that one John.
Rocky.
Oh.
Rocky's the movie. Rocky IV.
Eye of the Tiger. I don't know who sings it, though.
Who sings it?
Them motherfuckers, man. Fuck, bro.
Them motherfuckers,
bro,
man.
Bro.
Get a
what
point.
The fuck is they names, dude? The motherfuckers, man.
Eye of the Tiger. I feel like I could see the
oh
name.
My God, bro.
Eye of the Tiger.
I know who the fuck it is, but I don't know who the fuck it is right now. Son of a
maybe,
puta.
Maybe if you hear him, you'll know the artist.
Bro, I hate myself.
Is it Journey?
I don't know who the fuck it is.
I don't know.
So it was Rocky IV, Eye of the Tiger. The artist was Survivor.
Bitch.
I was not going to get that. I was not going to get that.
This one's a little more difficult, okay?
I just know movies. Dang, that sounded like it felt good. There's so many, though, movies.
This one was made for this movie.
This was made for a movie?
Yes, it was.
I know the fucking movie.
Who's the artist?
God damn it, bro. I don't like games.
Give me the artist. Come on.
Fucking shit, man.
Who's the artist? They also did songs like More Than a Woman. How deep is your love?
Oh my god, man!
They did Night Fever for the same movie.
The Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees. That's god the point.
Damn,
what's the
man
name of the song? They said it in the song.
Staying some shit.
Staying alive.
Staying alive. Oh.
I need you to take a breath. There's no time or anything.
Can bro, you, it feels like it is, can bro. Because this motherfucker you over here looking at both of us and shit. I don't like that. I get paranoia.
I just keep him out of my mind because I know he
I'm
likes
fucking paranoid.
Hi.
God damn.
I know.
I'll give you a hint. One hint
there's
from...
There's no timer. It's literally just three guys listening to music.
I will give you a hint on the movie. John Travolta was the starring man.
Oh, my God, bro. The dancing John.
Yep.
That motherfucker dancing every movie, though.
I know. That's what I'm trying to...
Well, it's not Grease.
Yeah.
I can tell you that
oh,
much.
My God, dude.
I have no idea, actually. I'm going to be mad. I know.
I know it. Yeah.
Yeah, say it.
Saturday Night Fever.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was like, I could see the film and how not vibrantly color it is. And I could see it. But I was like, I don't know what
I've
it is.
I've seen him dancing, bro. No freaky.
Then next one.
Crazy. I don't know if it was made for a movie. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. You're good. You're good. Ready? For this one, don't just give me the first part of the movie. You have to give me the actual full name of the movie.
Okay.
What song is this?
I hate this game, bro. Because everything is escaping me, bro.
I know.
Oh, this is Seal, bro.
Seal?
Kiss from a Rose.
Yes, and this there you
is,
go.
Damn, what movie was it? Oh my God, bro.
It's from a movie. It was made for a movie.
Bro, and I seen the damn movie, bro.
I can't guess though. I have nothing. Brain empty.
The movie that it came out from is Batman Forever.
Oh, what the hell?
Right.
I didn't know.
It was made for Batman Forever.
Fun fact, Seal's daughter dances in dance competitions. He was at a dance competition. We've seen him like twice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, these dance white women love him.
I would make him sing.
It's crazy.
I would walk up to him and be like, I need you to just sing the chorus of Kiss from a Rose, please. Yes, so Kiss from a Rose was made for Batman Forever. And
what
the interesting.
Fuck?
But it's one of those cases where the song just kind of surpassed the movie, right? Because Kiss from a Rose is like... probably, arguably, Seal's most popular song.
Yeah, he only got like two joints.
Here's another one from a popular song that we hear all the time that was made for a movie, okay?
Space Jam.
Now, if you don't know...
That's a good guess. That tell me that's not a good, valid guess.
Okay. This one you might get. This was an early 2000s flick, okay? There were a lot of early teen
like
2000s.
Mike.
Okay, no, can, not that
can
one.
Can you just play?
Yeah, no.
Why you always got to give us a preface for the music?
Stupid bitch.
Oh, I fucking love this. Eurotrip, Scotty doesn't know by... Oh, I can't remember.
What's Sunday? The big band's name?
But she doesn't know. Sits on her knees and Scotty doesn't know. Oh, Scotty doesn't know. Oh.
I forgot about Eurotrip, bro.
I think about Eurotrip very often. That's why I said it.
Holy shit.
She's out shopping.
I don't know who the fuck this
why,
is, bro.
Why do I know these lyrics, though?
Scotty doesn't know. You happen to know the movie?
He said it.
Yeah, Eurotrip.
Eurotrip, yes.
Scotty doesn't know.
Correct.
Maybe, who is this?
Maybe you shouldn't play it so loud so you can hear me. How about that?
I know, it's hard. The band is Lustra.
Lustra.
No, I would have never got that shit.
I only know them for this one song, so.
All right, yeah, yeah. This one, another example.
What's the score?
You have 6 points.
How the fuck?
Because you guessed artists. And
you guessed artists. I artists as well.
But like.
You guessed Bee Gees.
Staying Alive. You got Seal. Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah.
You also got.
So each guess is one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you were at 8.
Okay. That sounds about right.
Because especially in the beginning, because you only got 2 for the first 2 songs.
So yeah.
You didn't.
Sounds a little racist.
Why?
Next
What's
one.
What's up, brother?
The fact that he remembers, though, because I don't remember. I was not. I just want to guess.
Ready?
Yeah.
I will take the band name for this song, too. It's technically just the singer.
I know it's this fucking voice, bro. Oh my god, bro. I watch wrestling, cuz I know.
What's the name of the song?
I don't know.
Is it not Save Us?
No.
I cannot.
Are you lying to my face?
No. I would never.
Who the fuck is this, bro?
I was gonna say, I only have 3 guesses, which is like Nickelback, Creed, or Papa Roach or something.
Nickelback, the lead singer of Nickelback. His name's Chad Kroeger.
I was not gonna get that.
What's the name of the song?
Absolutely don't fucking know.
It's what Hero.
What is this even from? Twilight or some bitch. Shit?
And the the song that this was made for, I'll give you a hint, early 2000s. Marvel film.
Hulk?
No.
Is it Spider-Man then?
Spider-Man.
I knew it. Okay.
It was made for Spider-Man.
It was made for... Oh, yeah, that's right.
It was made for Spider-Man.
Wow, because that's crazy.
This is technically not Nickelback. This is Chad Kroeger. Yeah. Himself.
What fucking Spider-Man?
The first Tobey Maguire. Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire first one, no?
Bro, when the fuck did that come
out? Wow, I'm good.
When did that come out?
Dang, I knew it.
What year was that?
2002.
Get the fuck out of here.
I should have went with my first guess, because in my mind, I said Spider-Man, and then I was like, maybe Twilight sounds a little bit better.
I was going to say Creed.
Yeah.
Because I've been on like a Creed kick lately. I'm not even going to lie. That's kind of fire, bro.
So that's 10. 6.
Type shit.
Okay.
Stop pointing so long.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
He looked at me and said 10.
This one is easy, okay?
What the fuck? I thought, what?
Get all 3 points.
Just stop. Just play the song.
No, I'm not going to. I want to build up to it. All right, ready? Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, shit. Titanium, Titanic, Celine Dion. Motherfucking, I fucking hate this song, bro.
My Heart Will Go On.
I hate this song so much.
My Heart Will
bro.
Go On, Titanic, Celine Dion.
She made me cry the other day, bro.
Fucking iconic song.
Oh my god, from the Olympics?
Yes, bro. Cause she,
yeah,
cause
she's
a stiff person yeah, syndrome, she, bro. Oh my, like, bro.
That's crazy. Did you hear what, like, so what somebody said was like, it's crazy to see somebody who you know was made for something. Yeah. Like she's made for singing. Even though, even like if she can't move all that much, like she, it's like from the soul. It's
so singing good. In French, bro.
Yeah, that shit was crazy clean.
I forgot she was French Canadian.
Yeah,
she's my favorite singer, bro.
I know.
And you're here in my heart.
I've never seen you so vulnerable.
And the main reason why I wanted to feature this song as the last one, because yes, Celine Dion, we talked about her about a month ago, saying she said she wanted to sing. There will be another
performance. And I didn't think she was going to do it.
And she did it at the Olympics.
My brother sent it to me because he knows I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
Bro, I was driving. I was emotional.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, bro, she did it.
She gave a hell of a performance.
She was going through some shit. Yeah. Apparently, she had that for, like, years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But she fought through it her whole career.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And yeah, that's is fantastic to see that we did get what she not only delivered, promised her fans the that, Olympics, but she did it. She
killed
it.
Yeah, at the Olympics.
For the whole world to think. Like, that's yeah. crazy.
Yeah.
And when I saw Celine Dion at the Olympics, I thought of you because you always Lewis would just sit in my car and sometimes just talk about Celine Dion for
bro,
like,
I love her.
And just like go through her whole discography. And we get to listen to like, Lewis usually lets like all music play. But when he goes on a rant, he'll just like show me verses and verses and verses. That's what we just went
shout
through.
Shout out Celine Dion, man.
Yeah, actually, good shit.
For reals.
So yeah, that was it. That's all the games I have.
What? Hey,
8 points.
Another 11 points.
Are you sure?
Yeah, do one more.
Yeah,
do
let's play Russian Roulette. Right,
I got you. Here, we'll do one more.
Like Mike.
Bow. I'll play a new one.
Small Soldiers.
Rugrats. Black.
Maya.
Maya. And Black Street.
Take me there. I want to go there.
Yeah. Just play that song just off the strength now that he said that, bro. That song is
off
fire,
the community,
bro.
Off the set.
Yeah, for the hood one time, bro.
That song is so fire to us there.
That's the joint right there.
Damn, that might have to be. If I get little kids next year, I'm going to be dancing to that.
All right.
This isn't. I don't hear. Fuck this song.
Oh.
Black Panther?
I played it.
Stars.
All the stars.
All of them. And yeah, all them draws. It is Kendrick Lamar and SZA. You feel me? Yeah, I won.
You guys are tired.
No, we're tied.
All of them. What? Play another joint.
Just play the
tiebreaker.
All right, I'm gonna play this one.
What?
All right, fine. Do you ever go to the studio and just record that sometimes and try to fill in words?
I have done it. I have.
Hey. Oh.
A Goofy movie.
Breakfast Club.
All right. Nah, bro, this is a Goofy movie.
What's the name of the song?
This movie was ass.
Oh, won't you? Won't you forget about me? Is that
don't,
it?
Don't you forget?
Oh, don't you forget?
Bruce Springsteen.
Simple Minds. You know what's going to get.
Who the fuck
this
is that, bro?
You guys are still tied. What the fuck?
What? I got both.
Oh, you did.
See, you don't even when you can hear me,
did
you don't
you
listen.
Did you say Breakfast Club was ass?
Yeah, that movie's dog shit.
I love that movie.
Nah, people be sucking that movie off for no reason.
Damn.
That shit, boo boo.
Are you sure?
Bro, are you sure?
Maybe we should watch it again.
That movie's whack, bro.
Get it.
It's iconic for like this, you know, like certain scenes and shit. And like, careful, Trump.
What the fuck?
Careful.
Hey, Trump. Shit. Trump did that, bro.
No. Like the Breakfast Club movie. Fuck Trump. Right here.
Yeah.
Hi.
Feeling my stomach is seated.
That's all I've got for today. As
you didn't play the song, though.
I know. Play the Rugrats song with Maya and Blackstreet. Come on.
Do you know the song? You clearly don't know the song if you're sighing.
Wow, sounds like somebody's not invited to the cookout here, if you feel me.
Are you for the culture?
Oh, God, I love this track.
Hey. Wanna go there? Let me there. Let's go there. Hey.
Hey, fuck it up. Hey. Hey, you look like you should be in one of the haunted mansions.
yesterday.
I'm going to listen to this.
What's up with you? I'm just saying, like, what you did that for?
I need to update my computer, apparently.
All right, we'll just sign off with this music.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to end right here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next time. I'm just going to let Rugrats play us off.
Hey.
Do you have anything else?
Keep dancing. Wait.
All right. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Peace.
Yeah.